I said earlier, the financial statement was the basic. That's income, expense, assets, and liability. If you know that, you know a lot more than the average person. I had a hard time in school. I flunked twice because I couldn't write. I mean, I did eventually graduate. And I remember being 15 years old and flunking out of school, everybody saying to me, well, your life is ruined. You know, you'll never be successful. You can't go to a good school because your grades are so bad. I remember being 15 years old, believing all that stuff. My rich dad said, good grades are important in school. But in real life, he says, my banker has never once asked me for my report card. The reason your financial statement is so important as an adult is because it is your report card. For instance, my poor dad kept saying to me, go to school and get a high-paying job. How much you make was so important. My rich dad said, the reason accounting is so important is because it's not how much money you make, it's how much money you keep. How much hits the bottom line in your asset column. That is the most important thing. So you can work for McDonald's and still become extremely wealthy if you manage your money very well. I said earlier about good income and bad income. The reason you want to know the difference between good income and bad income is because of tax differences. We'll be going into taxes later. But income from a job is generally considered 50% money, which means 50% of all you make is always taken by the government first. So it's hard to keep your money when the government's taking 50% of it. That's called earned income. There's three types of income: earned income, passive income, and portfolio income. This is what Diane has taught me over the years, reinforcing my rich dad's lessons to me. Passive income is income from real estate, generally. The reason passive income is so important is it is the least taxed income, which means you can keep most of it. That's good income. And portfolio income is income that comes from paper assets in general, which is stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. Portfolio income is generally called 20% money, which means that for every $1,000 you make, the government only keeps 20% of it. So let's go over those three incomes again. There's earned, portfolio, and passive.
And actually, the largest distinction is that the first type, earned, means you work for your money. If you don't show up for your job, you don't get paid. If you're working as a self-employed person, you have your own business, quote unquote, but what that business really is, you showing up every day, then again, it's earned income. Passive and portfolio are other assets giving you money. For example, in passive income, it's the business or real estate paying you. Portfolio is the paper assets. Both of those types of income are the kind that we constantly are looking at ways to increase.
So my rich dad said, build assets, don't look for a high-paying job. The reason he said build assets from the asset column is because he wanted me to earn passive income and portfolio income. Those are the three types of income. So not all incomes are equal. There's one more thing about earned income from the employee quadrant. The worst part about that for me is, as I said, you do not need an accountant. Isn't that true, Diane?
Absolutely. There's nothing an accountant or a tax planner can do to help someone who's an employee.
Why is that?
Well, they have no tax planning ability. They have no real need for that. And the danger of all of that is they never increase their financial literacy.
That's the biggest part I want to bring up. Because I operate primarily from the B and the I quadrant, I need people like Diane around me. So when I get into trouble, even though I didn't do well in accounting class, I still know the basic knowledge, income, expense, asset, liability. I can sit down with Diane, and as we go along, she's educating me as we go through the process, and it's more exciting because it's my money this time. It's not textbook money. The point here is this. If you're only an employee from the E quadrant and you wanted to hire Diane, you'd have to hire her with after-tax dollars. That means after the government took its 50%, you would have to then hire Diane with money that was left over, after-tax dollars. But because I'm in the B and the I quadrant, the government lets me deduct Diane's expenses, what I pay her, as a tax, what, expense, right?
Exactly. And there's even one larger distinction on that. When Robert comes to me, he's coming from the B and the I quadrant. He's coming with real life examples. He's got real financial statements that we sit down and talk about. Unfortunately, if an employee hires a CPA to try to get their financial literacy increased, they're still just dealing in what if and theory. It's not real yet.
That's correct. When I talk to Diane, I sit down with it. She charges me X number of dollars per hour. And the good thing about it, it's pre-tax dollars. The second part about it is real life, and I pay her a few dollars, but she can save me literally hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars. But the best part about it is, being this is the Learn It section, I learn more by sitting down and having to deal with my money that the government's trying to take from me, and I'm doing my best legally to minimize how much I pay the government. That's how I got smart. I didn't get smart sitting in accounting class.